In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Well, some of you may know that the best form of advertising that has ever been is word of mouth. Hear it from another person, tell it to another person. About 70 years ago, probably none of you remember, 70 years ago, there was a car in this country called a Packard. Anybody shake their head remembering the Packard? A big, beautiful, strong, dark painted car. Packard was the last car manufactured here in the United States to do any kind of advertising. Whenever Mr. Packard was approached during his lifetime to advertise his wonderful car, he would always say, "I don't need to advertise. Just ask the man who drives one. Just ask the man who drives one." Well, after Mr. Packard died, the slogan, as long as the Packard car was produced, was this: "Ask the man who drives one." Well, our Lord Jesus became known throughout the world by word of mouth, by one person telling another person about him. Ask the person who knows Jesus, and they'll tell you about Jesus. The shepherds on that first night learned about Jesus from the angels. And the wise men learned about Jesus from the star overhead. Some people came to know Jesus by meeting other people who had been touched by Jesus' miracle. When John saw Jesus, John the Baptist saw Jesus for the first time. He said to those men around him, "Here, right here, is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." If that's what people around those times were looking for, they found that in Jesus. The Lamb of God who had been spoken of through thousands of years yet to come. But what do you think about Jesus? What do you look for in Jesus? What do you hope for from Jesus when you sit down and say a prayer? Before surgery, after surgery, before dinner. What do you hope for when you pray to Jesus? What keeps you awake some nights and keeps you tense? What do you really want from Jesus? When those first men in today's gospel story began to meet Jesus, they became curious. So they asked him, "Hey Jesus, where are you staying? Where are you living? Where are you staying?" And all he said to them, and John records it in that gospel today, all he said was, "Come and see. Come and see for yourself. Come and have your eyes opened. In fact, come and have your life changed." Those first disciples weren't asking Jesus, "Will you write down your current address? Will you type it into your iPhone?" They were asking Jesus, How can we get close to you? Can we come and be where you are? If you are who John says you are, if you can do what we hear people saying you're doing for them, we want to spend more time with you. So Jesus invites people by answering their question, come and see. Come and listen. He doesn't give them a business card so they can call him later. He invites them to come immediately to him. And Jesus invites those men to begin doing what they see him doing as he works to bring about the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. When John and those several other men ask Jesus where to find him, they're not asking, where have you set your tent out in the county? They're not asking for the address of the guest house where he registered. They're not asking him what hotel he's staying at or where he rests at night. What they really want to know is where they may come to be where he is, where the permanent, eternal dwelling place is of the Lamb of God who has come into the world. They ask Jesus, where can we go to be with you? Where can we go to get some of what you have in you? Where can we go actually? Yeah. Where can we go, Jesus, actually to be in the presence of God? And in the Gospel of John, we find the only answer to that question. Jesus doesn't answer them, oh, you'll find me roaming the streets of Nazareth, or you'll find me in that house next door to Samuel's house. Jesus merely says, if you want to know more about the Lamb of God, come and see. If you want to know what God's real love for you is, come and see. If you want to experience the glory of Almighty God, come and see. If you want to be born again and see the light of the world, if you want to find the way, the truth, and the life, and enter into eternal life one day, if you want to know more about God, come and see. Those first followers of Jesus, the gospel says, did just that. And they told others what they found when they went and saw Jesus. And then other people told other people what they saw. And now the answer to a good life here in these days that we spend on earth, and the answer to eternal life in the presence of our God, are both found in Jesus Christ. And that is our story to share with other people. The story of Jesus Christ requires us to proclaim it, to tell it, but also to live it. Because if we do not share the story about God's love for all people, in the life and in the teachings of Jesus than some cultural faction or some code of belief will come in and tempt us how to get what we want, how to get everything in this life that we want, and how to use and abuse people beneath us like Americans did back in the days of slavery. Well, tomorrow, our country proudly celebrates the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King. And I want to close by sharing a little piece from one of his sermons. His words can help to lead us to better days in these trying times. King once preached these words: "I won't have money to leave behind when I die. I won't have a lot of fine things to leave behind." And that's what I want to leave with you today. If you and I can help somebody, as we walk this path of life, if we can just cheer up someone by sharing a good word with them in a tough week as they pass along beside us, if we can help somebody to know that they're traveling down the wrong road with their life and help bring them over to the right road, to a better path, and point them in that direction. If we can bring the love and mercy of Jesus, the mercy of Jesus to this world as we ought, if we can spread the message that our Lord Jesus taught, then your life and my life, like Dr. King's life, will not have been lived in vain. May we all be so motivated to reflect in our lives the life of Jesus, our Savior. And may his blessed presence in your life and in my life empower us to continue to do the good that is ours to do until all this hurting world knows that the victory one day will come when the kingdom of God comes here on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.